victims are setting themselves up to lose, and usually when you expect to lose, you lose. Losing is a habit.
StayAllDay.com. Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
What can you get? DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of wait for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is, you are not oppressed. You are not oppressed. And before I get into this and tell you exactly why I'm talking about this and who I made this for, let me tell you two things. First of all, daily motivation text and Monday motivation text. These go out every day and every week, respectively, to the people in my text community. It is free to join the community. My number is 305-384-6894. If you send a text there and don't get an immediate response, or you have texted before and haven't gotten the text, it's because we're working on some technical difficulties with our sending process. We are getting that worked on as we speak. As soon as it's fixed, you'll be getting those texts again. I'll be announcing it, of course, as well. But just text me. It's free to join the community. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. That's the place where I do all my coaching. If you like to be coached by me directly, you like to have me as your direct coach, all you have to do is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That link is also down below in the description to this episode, wherever you are consuming this. And there you can see what we're doing in our program, get a layout of the overall framework of what we do. But understand, our coaching program is about the person who we're working with. It's not a one size fits all type of thing. That's not what we do here. That's why in our university, we have worked with people with online businesses, offline businesses, people who write books, people who are coaches, people who are speakers, people who are former athletes, people who are transitioning military, people who have food businesses, people with clothing businesses, people with health businesses, doctors, nurses, lawyers, you name it. We have worked with a lot of different people because our coaching is based on, again, our framework is the outline of what we do, but our coaching is based on helping the individual person who, from where you are to where you want to go. And my number one skill is my insight, my ability to discern what you actually need as opposed to maybe what you think you need or what you've been working on, and making sure that we get to the right thing. And if you go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, you don't have to take my word for that. You can hear and watch and listen to and read feedback from others who have worked with us who will tell you exactly that. Again, that's all at workonyourgameuniversity.com. That out the way, let's get into the topic here today, which is you are not oppressed. Now, I'm making this episode specifically for, first, I'm going to give you the definition of the word oppressed. So then I'll tell you. Definition of the word, it means subject to harsh and authoritarian treatment. That is the definition of oppression, subject to harsh and authoritarian treatment. Now, I was on X, formerly known as Twitter. It's the only app in which I engage in commenting, and I read people's stuff, and then I will leave comments and engage with people. I don't do this on any other social media app. So any other app, you see my name in somebody's comments, that's a block and report that account. And anyway, on X, somebody was trying to make a claim of oppression from back in the day and how certain oppression is still happening these days. They were saying something like that. And I'm pretty sure I didn't note this in my notes. So I'm pretty sure it was a black person pointing out some oppression of black people from back in the day and saying, well, that same oppression is happening to black people today. This is nonsense. I'm making this episode specifically for anyone who you either have a claim or you have been conditioned to believe that you are being oppressed. I'm recording this episode in the spring, summer of 2024. All right, if you're listening to this then or anytime in the future, you are not being oppressed. You are not being subject to harsh and authoritarian treatment. I am not here to say that your ancestors or some people in the past were not. I'm saying you are not. So that goes to any group who can claim oppression. So any group that can claim oppression, I guess that means everybody except heterosexual white men. If you are in any group other than that, and you have any claim to oppression, I'm here to call you on your bullshit and tell you you are not being oppressed. And now, just because you're not a heterosexual white man, which I am not, does not mean that I'm calling you on your bullshit if you're not claiming oppression. Now, if you're claiming oppression, so that could be gay people, transgender people, which is not even a real thing, black people, any type of black and brown minority, or any person of color, I guess they say now, women, what other groups claim oppression? I guess that pretty much covers everything. All right, any of you claiming oppression, you're not being oppressed. And I'm going to explain to you why here today. Because it annoys me when I hear people trying to co-opt bad things that happened in the past to people who are similar to them in some way, and then try to draw a line, a very blurry line, but a line between what happened to some people who are similar to them back in the day to what's happening to them now. This is, as I already said, complete nonsense, or like I really like to say, total bullshit. And I will debunk it once and for all here today. Again, that is not to say that I may not revisit the topic and talk about it again in the future, because if I need to address it again from a different angle, I have no problem doing so, and I'll do it very well, too. Point number one, topic once again, is you are not oppressed. If you are calling yourself oppressed in today's world, again, I told you when I'm recording this, you are a weakling and you have the mindset of a victim. Thus, you are setting yourself up to be a failure. If you are claiming oppression in today's world, you are a weakling, you have the mindset of a victim, and you are setting yourself up to be a failure. Victims are failures. Why? Because victims are putting themselves, when I say victim, I'm talking about the mindset of a victim. I don't mean a victim in fact. If someone hits you with the car and they drive away and leave you laying in the street, you are a victim of a hit and run. I don't mean that kind of victim. I mean the victim of the mentality of the victim. Person who is always looking for reasons to say that you're in a position that you don't want to be in because of what someone else did and you have no control over it. That's what I mean when I say the mindset of a victim. So if you have the mindset of a victim, you are a loser. You are setting yourself up to lose, and losers lose. So the mindset of a victim, you are asking to be a loser. All right, this is the choice that you have made through no fault of anyone's other than yours. That's a choice. And it will be your fault and of your doing when you lose, continuously lose. Being a victim, again, is 100% a mentality. Okay, so again, I'm not talking about the victim in fact. I'm talking about victim of the mind. Okay, so I mean victim in terms of the way that you think when you're looking for reasons to make yourself the subject of circumstances of life rather than making the circumstances the subject of you. Let me say that again. Victim I'm talking about is a person who is looking for ways to make yourself the subject of circumstances rather than making circumstances the subject of you. And again, this is 100% a choice. You get to choose which one you want to be. If you don't make a choice will be making for you. This is how life works. There are certain factions of people who like to call themselves oppressed because there are other people who, upon hearing this, that these people are being oppressed, they are moved to this, what we call an appeal to emotion, which is a logical fallacy, or appeal to pity, another logical fallacy. And with this, they give you things that you otherwise had not earned because those other people who are giving you stuff, they have been convinced to see you the same way that you see yourself, as a victim, and they have pity for you. Now, see, you need both. See, if you're going to present yourself as oppressed, first of all, you need a welcoming audience, an audience of people who are moved by this pity and this emotion that they feel, that they believe you are actually a victim, and that something must be given to you to basically repair your injury of being a victim. So you need a combination of both. You need to find the right audience, and they have to actually be willing to do something to remedy this alleged crime that has been done to you of you being a victim. Because see, if you told me that you were oppressed or you have an audience, I'll listen to you. I'll hear what you have to say, but I am not moved by your appeal to pity nor your appeal to emotion. I will tell you what I've already told you. This is bullshit. You are not oppressed. You are a weakling because you've chosen to be a victim. See, I'm not the right audience for this. But understand, everybody ain't like me. There is an audience of people who are very much willing to listen to this. All right, this is how you get diversity, equity, and inclusion in companies. And let's be honest, I've already talked about this many times here on the show. So this is not a new topic, by the way, in case anybody didn't know. Let me tell you where I've talked about it. I talked about this in episode 2307, 08, and 09. I talked about diversity, equity, and inclusion. I gave each one of them their own subject and explained to you how you could do these the right way. I told you in episode number 2199 why diversity, equity, and inclusion is the enemy of high performance, because it lessens the value of performance and increases the value of identity. So in other words, if you have a bunch of people up for a position, the person who gets the position is not the best performer, which is how it should be in any profession, but it's the person who best identifies with a group that is allegedly traditionally oppressed And so we got to balance it out. So if usually women haven't been in leadership positions, well, we got to put the woman up, even though she's not the best performer because she's a woman. So we got to balance out the fact that there's always been men and put the woman up. And we got to balance out the fact there's always been white people and put a black person up. We got to balance out the fact there's always been heterosexual people and put a gay person or a transgender person up just because of their identity, not because of their performance or ability. This is bullshit. But there are entire departments and entire companies based around this very concept happening in the world right now. Any of you works in corporate or academia, you know very well that this stuff is happening. Some of you work in there. All right. Don't be mad at me. Don't shoot the messenger. I didn't create those industries, but you work in them. All right. You tell me if I'm right or wrong. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me how I'm wrong. Send me an email. My email is dre@dreallday.com. So anyway, these willing audiences feel obligated to help you. And as I already told you, I'm not one of those people. I'll tell you exactly what you are. You're a loser. I'm not talking about DEI people. I'm saying if you see yourself as a victim, you're a loser. All right. Victims are setting themselves up to lose. And usually when you expect to lose, you lose. Losing is a habit. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com to get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. The reason most people don't reach their goals in life is not because they never ask themselves what they want. Most of you do that. It's not because they're not willing to do the work. Most of you do a whole lot of that. It's because they never ask themselves the third key question, which is, who do I need to be? I wrote a book called The Mirror of Motivation that is all about asking and answering that question of and for yourself. That's why it's called The Mirror of Motivation. In that book, you're going to learn who you need to be as a person so that you can go get into that right energy, then do what you need to do, and then you'll be able to reach your goals and have what you want to have. If that sounds like the missing link in your process, and let me give you a hint, it is the missing link in your process, I'll give you a free copy of The Mirror of Motivation. All you have to do is cover the shipping and just go to mirrorofmotivation.com. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. I will give you a free copy of that book so you can ask yourself the key question that you have never asked yourself, that most people never ask themselves, that will make all the difference in your success. mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number two. Today's topic, once again, is you are not oppressed. Number two, they say that people who fail to study the past are doomed to repeat it. You ever heard that before? You fail to study the past, you're doomed to repeat it. This is true. It's also true that people who live in the past are doomed to repeat it, or they will get run over by the people who are living in the present because you're not paying attention to what's happening right now. So let me say that again. People who live in the past, i.e. those who are always pulling on something from the past in order to try to draw a line between what happened back in the day to what's happening now, to make yourself, paint yourself as a victim, as some type of oppressed victim, you are doomed to get run over by people who are living in the present because you're driving your car forward while looking in the rearview mirror. That's a bad idea. Are you going to get in an accident? I want you to look at your watch and look at your clock. Tell me what time it is as you're listening to me. All right, anybody know what time it is? So I'm looking at my watch and it looks like it's about 3:17 p.m. Eastern as I'm recording this. But I don't want you to tell me what time it is. That's a trick question. The time is now o'clock. That's the time it actually is. Not 3:17. It's not 12:12. It's not 1:04. It is now o'clock. It's always the same time, always. That's the time it always is. And the only time that ever matters is right now. Why? Because the past is over. You cannot relive it. And you cannot go back to it if you weren't even alive when the past stuff happened. And the future is uncertain. You are not guaranteed tomorrow. So we're not talking about the future or the past. We're talking about the present. That's the only time we have. It's the only thing you have. The only thing you can control and the only thing you are guaranteed to see is right now. Every minute is the only minute you're guaranteed. You're not guaranteed 5 minutes from now. You cannot relive the past and you are not guaranteed the future. You only have this moment. So those people out there who are trying to convince you to live in the past by telling you about oppression of people like you and them, of stuff that's happened to people of your color or people of your gender or people of your sexual orientation or people who are in whatever group you want to identify with, your religion, your neighborhood, whatever. I don't care what it is. If they're trying to tell you that your group was oppressed back in the day and you should feel oppressed still today, they are setting you up for failure. They are losers and they will infect you with their energy. Remember the law of association, you become the average of the people you spend the most time with. If you are listening to losers, you are doomed to become one or you are already one. There is no reverse to this law. Again, it is the law of association. It is not the theory of association. It is not the opinion of association. It is the law of association. If you are listening to losers and they are telling you that you are a victim, then you will be a victim and you will be a loser just like they are. I don't care what they say. Any questions? There are some successful people. I got to offer this caveat. There are some successful people who preach this oppression stuff too. And this is something that I've talked about when I talked about many of the social topics we have going on these days. When I talked about the race hustler. Let me tell you about the episode where I talked about the race hustler, because many of you need to understand who they are because they're really good at what they do. Episode 1824, I explained the race hustler and who they are. Episode 1825, right after that, I told you why I'm not a fan of Black Lives Matter. I'm not a fan of Black Lives Matter, the hashtag, the movement, the organization, whatever you want to call it. I'm not a fan of them. They are race hustlers. They actually very successful race hustlers at that, as a matter of fact. When I talked about critical race theory, that was episode 1886. This is a few episodes where I've talked about some of these social issues. In case you are not familiar, these are almost 1,000 days ago. Some of you might not know about these, but I have talked about them and I will talk about them again. And I'm recording this in early 2024. I'm thinking by the end of this year, there's going to be plenty of things to talk about when it comes to race, oppression, social issues, etc. Why? Because we have a presidential election coming up this year, and I will be talking about that. Stay tuned. But anyway, there are some successful people, as I was saying, who are preaching this stuff too. They're preaching this oppression. They get to the top of the ladder, i.e. they've created success, and then they're shouting back down to the people at the ground floor that, hey, you're oppressed. We are oppressed, even though they're standing up there at the top of the building. So you got to be careful because they're the race hustlers. See, the race hustler is not the unsuccessful person telling you that they're unsuccessful because of negative things against them, racism, sexism, et cetera, et cetera. No, no, no. The race hustler is the person who is already successful telling the people who are less successful than them that we're all depressed, even though they're successful despite all this oppression, not depressed, oppressed. Despite all this oppression, they're still successful. That doesn't add up. Their message does not match their story. But they'll tell it to you over and over again because their message matches your story. See, they only preach it to people who are less successful than they are. Notice that the race hustler is never talking to people who have more success than them about how oppressed they are. They're talking to people who have less success. That's their audience. Think about that. So you got to be careful. They're the trickiest ones of all because you look at them and say, well, they are successful, so I should probably think the way that they think. And the way that they think, it must have got them to where they are. No, it didn't get them to where they are. See, they're telling you one thing, but they're living a different way. These are people telling you how terrible it is in the hood while they're living in a gated community in the suburbs. These are the race hustlers. So you got to be careful with these people. Again, listen to episode 1824 where I explain the pathological process of the race hustler. And they are very good at what they do, by the way. So I am dissing them and trashing them, but I'm not calling them unintelligent. They are actually very smart people. The point is, you're not going to end up like them if you follow what they say. If you follow what they do, you'll end up like them. But if you follow what they say, you will not end up like them. And I would suggest, as a matter of fact, since I'm on the subject, if you want to get the success that anybody has, don't just follow everything that they say. Follow what they do. Look at their actions. Follow their actions and you'll end up where they are. And then sometimes what you're going to notice is that their words and their actions do not match. Often with the race hustlers, this is the case. They're telling you one thing while living a completely different way than what they said. I talked about this again in that episode. That's not the only subject upon which people live in the past, but it's the most popular one is the race hustler. But then you got the transgender hustler, you got the gay hustler, you got the feminism hustler. So we got hustlers. We got so many hustlers going on these days. It's a hustle-centric world these days. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them no matter what it is that you do, and you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Moving on to point number three. Today's topic, once again, is you are not oppressed. Number three, if you are listening to this, you right now, you have access to an internet-connected device, right? And you can probably access the internet at your leisure whenever you feel like it. And you probably live in the modernized world. Have I got all those things right? Okay. I mean, you got running water. Like, you can go to the bathroom and you hit a button and the toilet flushes. Okay, you can drink a clean glass of water if you want to. You can access the internet anytime you feel like. If I say go to ESPN.com right now on your device, within 30 seconds, you can have ESPN.com pulled up on your phone or your computer. Okay, so you live in a modernized world. All right, I'm talking to you. Let me ask you a question. In what aspect of your life are you subject to authoritarian treatment? Because that's the definition of oppression. Where are you subject to authoritarian treatment? Where is your personal freedom impinged upon by someone against whom you have no power to push back? Who? Who do you have no power to push back against, and they are completely restricting your freedoms to what they want you to do? Now, the only possible answer to this could be any of you who's under the age of maybe 18, under age 18, and you're living under your parents' roof and your parents are very strict. But they're not really restricting your freedom. I mean, you are listening to my show. All right, number one. Number two, you do have the device, which you might not even have paid for. Where'd it come from? And number three, you do have freedom. I mean, you do walk out of the house and do stuff and go to the store and things like that, right? So no, that's not authoritarian treatment. Your parents may be strict, but that's not authoritarian. Authoritarian means you're going to do what I say you can do. You can't do anything else. You can't listen to anything, watch anything, move around, anything. That's authoritarian treatment. And none of you who's listening to me is under that. Nobody. So most of you couldn't answer the question, where are you subject to authoritarian treatment? Nowhere. The answer is nowhere. Therefore, by definition, you are not being oppressed. Now, you might wonder. Actually, there's one other exception. If you're incarcerated, if you're in jail, you are subject to authoritarian treatment, but you're incarcerated. So it's supposed to be like that. You probably knew that before you got there. And so I don't know if they let people listen to podcasts in jail. So if you're in jail listening to this, shout out to you. Write me a letter and let me know you're in jail listening to the Work on Your Game masterclass. But other than that, all right, none of you is oppressed. So now you may wonder, why would I need to put all this time into convincing people that they are not being oppressed? Why am I even talking about this since nobody listening to this is oppressed? Well, I'll do an entire episode on this subject. Let me tell you why. It's because when someone can no longer default to the feeling, as if you are being oppressed, now guess what you have? If you're not oppressed, guess what you have? You got two things. You have ownership and responsibility over your life and over your situation, which means you are responsible for making things happen and you will be held accountable for not making things happen. So I got to make sure I'm eliminating all the excuses so that you have nothing left but responsibility and ownership of your situation. That's the reason why I'm talking about this. See, what happens now that I've removed this excuse of oppression, now you have a job and it will allow others to call you out on your nonsense if you get nothing done. Because you can't default to, well, I'm oppressed. Well, someone's hating on me or someone doesn't like me because of my skin color or because of my gender or because of who I like to sleep with. Now, see, now that I took all of that off the table, now you have no choice but to perform and get into the business you're supposed to be in, which is a performance and results-based business called life, and get out of the bullshit business of I'm oppressed or I'm a victim. That's the loser business. You want to be in a loser business? You'll be a loser. I guarantee you'll win. You will be successful in the loser business if you want to get in it. Most people would rather feel as if they are oppressed victims, at which point they are responsible for nothing, than to not be oppressed and be responsible for everything. If you gave most people a choice, now, if you ask them, they're going to say the right thing. Most people say, I want the responsibility, I want the ownership. But if you gave people an option in which their response wasn't public, which would you rather be? Would you rather be able to claim oppression and not be responsible for anything? Or would you rather not be able to claim oppression and be responsible for everything? Most people would choose the first option. Why? Because most people are lazy. Most people are mentally weak. And most people have never done any conscious or intentional work about bettering themselves. And therefore, they rather take the easy route out. This is why most people are average. Most people don't grow. Most people will become mediocre or worse, losers. You heard me say these things before. I didn't just make that up just now. You understand everything that I've said here? This is why so many people are so easily swayed by arguments of oppression, because it removes all responsibility. It's easier to be oppressed than it is to be responsible. To be responsible is effort. It takes work. There's a lot on your shoulders and everyone's depending on you. When you are oppressed, all of that is removed. You're responsible for nothing. You ain't got to do anything. It's all everybody else's fault. It's society's fault. It's the government's fault. It's Donald Trump's fault. It's these haters' fault. It's these racist people's fault. It's whoever you want to blame. It's much easier to do that than it is to take ownership of everything. Again, what did I tell you about leaders and losers? Leaders look in the mirror. Losers look out the window. Which one do you want to be? This is a choice, but you have to answer. No answer to me, answer to you. It's easier to be oppressed than it is to be empowered. Let's recap today's class, which is you are not oppressed. Definition of oppression: subject to harsh and authoritarian treatment. And I see people doing this on social media, specifically on Twitter/X. And it got me thinking about this. Point number one, if you're calling yourself oppressed in today's world, you are a weakling. You had a mindset of a victim and you are setting yourself up to be a failing loser. period. There is no flip side to what's going to happen to you if you see yourself as oppressed in the world that we live in today. Again, the only exception is if you're in jail, but you're supposed to be oppressed. As soon as they let you out, you're not oppressed anymore. So that's different. Number two, they say the people who fail to study the past are doomed to repeat it, which is true. Let me tell you what else happens. The people who live in the past, you are doomed to repeat it or at least get run over by people who are living in the present because you're not paying attention to what's going on right now. The only time it ever is now o'clock. All right, it's always now o'clock. That is the only moment you have. You cannot do anything about the past. You are not guaranteed to make it to the future. All you can do is deal with the moment that you have right now. And that's where the sense of urgency comes in, for focusing in the moment and on the thing that you are doing right now. Most people are not doing that. They're either living in the past or worrying about and having anxiety about the future. This is why most people don't achieve. And number three, if you're listening to this, you have access to an internet connected device probably at your leisure. You live in a modernized world. You got running water. You can flush the toilet and it works. How are you being oppressed? You're not being oppressed. So cut the bullshit. Stop telling yourself that. Stop buying into the arguments of losers who want to bring you into Loserville to live with them and empower yourself. It's much easier to be oppressed than it is to be empowered, but the job that most people don't want to do is where all the opportunity is. Remember, folks, that the opportunity in life is always in the opposites and doing the thing that most people don't want to do because most people are lazy, most people are losers, and most people would rather be mediocre than to take the shot at possibly being great. And that comes with ownership and responsibility, with conscientiousness and intentionality about being successful. And answer the question, which one do you want to be? Text me, see you in my community. My number's down below in the description. Also, Work On Your Game University. If I sound like the type of person you would want to have as a direct coach, I think I've sold you, or either sold you in or sold you out with today's episode. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Links down below in the description. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal. And trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out.